ఫిఫ్త్ క్యాంటో చాప్టర్ 19 ది ఐలాండ్ ఆఫ్ జంబుదీప్ టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 21 ఏతాద్ దేవా హి ఏతాద్ ఏవా హి దేవా గాయంతి అహో అమీషాం కిం అకారీ శోభనం ప్రసన్న ఏషాం స్విత్ ఉత్ స్వయం హరిః యై జన్మ లబ్ధం నిషు భారత అజిరే భారతాజిరే ముకుంద సేవా ఉపైకం ముకుంద సేవోపైకం అస్పృహా హి నః ఏతద్దేవా హి దేవా గాయంతి అహో అమీషా కిమకారి శోభనాం. జోర్ సే బోలో. అహో అమీషా కిమకారి శోభనాం ప్రసన్న ఏషాం శృత స్వయం హరి ప్రసన్న ఏషాం సదిత స్వయం హరి ఐర్జన్మ లబ్ధం నిశుభారతాజిరే ఐర్జన్మ లబ్ధం నిశుభారతాజిరే ముకుంద సేవై పైకం స్పృహాయన ముకుంద సేవా ఉపైకం స్పృహాయన ఏతదేవ హి దేవా గాయంతి అహో అమీషాం కిమకారి శోభనాం ప్రసన్న ఏషాం సుదౌ స్వయం హరి యై జన్మ లబ్ధం నిశుభారతాజిరే ముకుంద సేవై ఉపైకం స్పృహాహిన માથજી જ. એતાત દિસ, એવા ઇન્ડીડ, હી સર્ટેનલી, દેવા ઓલ ધ ડેમી ગોડ, ગાયંતી ચાંત, અહો ઓહ અમિસામ ઓફ ધીઝ ઇનહેબિટન્ટ્સ ઓફ ભારત, ભારતવર્ષ, કિમ વાટ, અકારી વાજ ડન, શોભનમ પાયસ, બ્યુટિફુલ એક્ટિવિટીઝ, પ્રસન્ન પ્લીઝ, એસામ અપોન દેમ, સ્વીટ ઓર ઉત, ઇટ ઇઝ સેડ, સ્વયં પર્સનલી, હરિ ધ સુપ્રીમ પર્સનાલિટી ઓફ ગોડ હેડ, યા બાય હુમ, જન્મ બર્થ, લબ્ધમ ઓબટેન, નૃસુ ઇન હ્યુમન ફોર્મ, ઇન હ્યુમન સોસાયટી, ભારત અજરે ઇન ધી કોર્ટયાર્ડ ઓફ ભારતવર્ષ, મુકુંદ ધ સુપ્રીમ પર્સનાલિટી ઓફ ગોડ હેડ, હુ કેન ઓફર લિબરેશન, સેવા સેવા ઉપ, વન સેકન્ડ, સેવા ઉપૈકમ, વિચ ઇઝ ધી મીન્સ ઓફ સર્વિંગ, સ્પ્રિહા ડિઝાયર, હી ઇન્ડીડ, નહ આવર. ટ્રાન્સલેશન એન્ડ પરપટ બાય ડિવાઇન ગ્રેસ ઇઝ શિવભક્તિ વિદાન સ્વામી શિલ પ્રભુપાદ. શિલ પ્રભુપાદ કી. Since the human form of life is the sublime position for spiritual realization, all the demigods in heaven speak in this way. How wonderful it is for these human beings to have been born in the land of Bharatavarsha. They must have executed pious acts of austerity in the past. Or the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself must have been pleased with them. Otherwise, how could they engage in devotional service in so many ways? We demigods can only aspire to achieve human birth in Bharatavarsha to execute devotional service. But these human beings are already engaged there. Purport. These facts are further explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela, chapter 9, text number 41. Bharata bhumite haila manusha janma jar, janma sarthaka kara, kara para upakar. One who had taken his birth in human being in the land of India, Bharatavarsha, should make his life successful and work for the benefit of all other people. There are many facilities in India, Bharatavarsha, for executing devotional service. In Bharatavarsha, all the Acharya contributed their experience. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally appeared to teach the people of Bharatavarsha how to progress in spiritual life and be fixed in devotional service to the Lord. From all points of view, Bharatavarsha is the special land where one can be very easily understand the process of devotional service and adopt it to make his life successful. If one makes his life successful in devotional service and then preaches devotional service in other parts of the world, people throughout the world will actually benefit. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurjan Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Bhutair Mahadviyaima Puro Vibho Nirmaya Sete Adamusu Purusam Bhukte Gunanso Dathasod Satmakam Sholam Krishistam Bhagavan Bachansime Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikayai Tadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo Namaha Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhuvaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishvabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Bhavaradhika Madhuri Aswade Sukhakai Jayati Krishna Chaitanya Kali Prakate Brajaraj Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna To be proud to be Bharatvarsi, not Indian. Bharatvarsi. So, here, we have been hearing about Jambudip. And in Jambudip, about Bharatvarsa, So, one of the lecture earlier, I said, if you see all the verses, you'll find there a head pujari, right? There is the Lord, and devotees. So, in this Bharatvarsa, who is the head pujari? Narad Muni. He is the head pujari. And who is the Lord? Nar Narayana Rishi. And who are the worshipper? All the Indians. You call Indian, but all the Bharatvarsi. So here, in this particular verse, the demigod, they are glorifying the fortune. I will call it Indian, but you must know this is not India. It is Bharat Varsha. We call, the English people, they call it India. I don't know why. There is no meaning. India does not match with Bharat Varsha. The word Bharat means Bha means enlightenment or light, and rath means engage. Barsa means courtyard or a place where the people are engaged in enlightenment. That place is called Bharat Barsa. India, I don't know what is the meaning of India. Later on they used to call it Hindustan, the place where the Hindu live. India does not mean anything. Anyway, so we'll address it India, because it is in our blood, by the way, although we are Bharatvarsi. So the demigod, they are glorifying the fortune of Indians. Somebody may ask, why the demigods who are in upper planetary system, in Swargalok, they reside there. They have long life. They have lot of thing of enjoyment. Indian or people in general, they want to go heavenly planet. Why are they glorifying the India and Indians? There are six things which are available here in Bharatvarsha or earthly planet, but not in heavenly planet. One is appearance of the Lord. Second is association of devotee. Third is Harikatha. Fourth is Bhagavat Prasad. Fifth is the holy rivers. And kya main bataya? Sixth one. No, Varnashram Dharma. It's not there. Can you read out? Appearance of the Lord, association of devotee, Harikatha, Bhagavat Prasad, holy name, that I'm missing. Dham, holy name. The six things which are available here, but not in heavenly planet. Even demigod, they come here. When Sukadeva Goswami was speaking Srimad Bhagavatam, the demigod came. Many a time they took different form and come and sit down. They may be here also. Who knows? Prabhupada mentioned, when Narada Muni comes and chants Narada Muni Bajaye Vina Radhika Ramana Name, all the demigods are there. In Ratyatra, all the demigods are present. They come. So they are lamenting that they do not have this opportunity. Why should we hanker to go to heavenly planet? What will you get there? Life is very temporary. Even if you go to heavenly planet, you can live there forever. You can live as long as you have your visa to stay there. Means as long as you have your punya. Chinde pune martalokam visanti evam traidhar manu prapanna gatagatam kam kamal bhanti. When punya is chinde or finished, and again we have to come back here. It's not a good place. If anybody wants to go somewhere, they will aspire to go only to Haridham. By going there is no return. Yad gatvano nivartante tad dham paramam mama. Krishna says, that if you come to heaven, Vaikuntha or his dham, then there is no return, one way ticket. But everywhere. So, this demigod, Eta, Eva, Eta the Eva, Eva and he, two words have been used here. Jai Sri Sri Gaunitai Radharas Viharistaram Sanvanti Jai. Eva and he, both are word, indicates that it's not a bluff. Fact. Certainly, Nishyatma. Deva Gayanti, demigod, they sing this way. What they are singing? Aho Amisam. Amisam means residence. What good work they have done. The word akari means transcendental activities. Nam nam akari. There are two, you know, vowel and consonant. Kya bolte hain usko? Two varna. Vowel and consonant. Swar achar and vyanjan achar. Both are called achar. Char means destroy. And achar means one who does not destroy. Cannot be destroyed. This achar, whether it is a vowel or consonant, whether swar or vyanjan, none of this will be destroyed. So, akari and kakari. Akari means a, I, u, etc. They are swar achar. Jiva Goswami said, swar means swarat. And we all are not swarat. Only Lord is swarat. Janama dasyatan vadyartaha charthe savigya swarat. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is swarat. We all are vyanjan. Lord is swar and we are vyanjan. Jiva Goswami said, vyanjan means Vishnu jan. We all are Vishnu jan. Vyanjan means dependent. The ka. Ka has no any substance, or ka does not, without a, ka has no existence. Ka is dependent on a. But a is not dependent on anything. That is swarat. So here the word has been used akari, not kakari. Kim akari? Akari means transcendental activities. Shobhanam. We become glorified. Our deed becomes beautiful. Our activities becomes pious. Only if we perform akari, transcendental activities, such as sramanam, kirtanam, Vishnu asmaranam, pada sevanam, archanam, bandhanam, sakyam, atmanivedanam, etc. The hearing harikatha is akari. Chanting the holy name of the Lord, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. This is akari. Worshipping the Lord is akari. Doing anything for the Lord, even cutting vegetable, is akari. Cleaning the floor is akari. And that brings the beauty in the life of doer. They become glorified. In material world, no matter how much hard work you do, everybody will not glorify. You'll be condemned. You'll be assassinated. You'll be killed. But people like Narad Muni,
శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్, ఆల్ది గోస్వామీజీ, దే హ్యావ్ డన్ దిస్ ట్రాన్స్డెంటల్ యాక్టివిటీస్ అండ్ దే ఆర్ గ్లోరిఫైడ్ ఆల్ ఓవర్ ది వరల్డ్. త్రిభువని ఆల్ ఇన్ ఆల్ త్రీ వరల్డ్ దేర్ డీడ్ ఈజ్ గ్లోరిఫైడ్. వీఆర్ రీడింగ్ హియర్ ఇన్ భాగవతం. శోభనం, దాట్ మేక్స్ వెరీ పాయస్ ఆర్ బ్యూటిఫుల్ యాక్టివిటీస్, అకారి యాక్టివిటీస్. దేర్ ఫోర్ వెన్ ఎవర్ వీ డూ సంథింగ్, ది హోల్ కల్చర్ ఇన్ ఇండియా, ది వైదిక స్క్రిప్చర్ టీచ్స్ అస్ ఈ ఫస్ట్ ఆఫర్ టు ది లార్డ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ అండ్ దాట్ బికమ్స్ అకారి. లైక్ ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఈటింగ్, before if we eat and put tulsi dal, tulsi patra, and offer to Krishna and then take prasadam, eat, that become akari. But if you don't offer to Krishna and you start eating without offer to Krishna, then Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, te pachanti agham papam. They are simply eating their own sin. They are simply eating sin. So anything we can make akari. And when you make akari, then life becomes successful. Now somebody may ask, hey, if somebody does akari or transcendental activities, how will he come again here? He will go back home, back to Godhead. Demigods are describing the great fortune of Indians and they are saying there are two cause for all of us whoever have taken birth in India. There are two cause to take birth in India. One cause is performing transcendental activities. And second cause is prasanna esa svid uta swayam hari. Uta means it is said. Svid means or. Either by performing transcendental activities one has taken birth in India, or by the causeless mercy of swayam hari, by the personality of Godhead. Now you can do introspection and find out yourself, how did you land up here in India. Either way, it's a great fortune to be Indian. So yeah, I was just saying that if somebody does transcendental activities, how will he come back again here? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has answered this. Even transcendentally, sometime they fall. Not that they don't fall. So there are two answers can be given. One is, when the transcendentalists they fall, as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Suchinam Srimatam Gehe Jogo Nashta Abhijayate. Right? Suchinam Srimatam Gehe. He takes birth in Suchinam, in pious family. Or pious land. So India is pious land. So either we have fallen, or as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Bharata Bhumite Haila Manush Janmajar Janma Sarthaka Kari Kara Para Upakar. There are two things there. For all the Indian or one who are residing in India, two things. One is to perfect one's own life, janma sartha kari. And second is called para upakar. There are two things. One is called upakar, and other is called para upakar. Upakar means give roti, kapda, makan. That is called upakar. Open hospital, school, etc. is upakar. then go up to heavenly planet. But upakar, ya paropakar, para upakar, above this, means do something to send that person back home, back to Godhead. Reclaim everyone. Let's go. Train is leaving. Get your ticket. Chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare. Hare Ram, 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 Hare. Let us go back home, back to Godhead. That is called paropkar. Engaging everyone in service of the Lord is called paropkar. Para upakar. Transcendental upakar. So the two answers is given. Why somebody who does the transcendental activity still comes here? One, that he could not perform. And secondly, because by the will of the Lord, they come to do paropkar. So, now he said, I janma labdham nirsu bharat ajire. Ajire means courtyard, angan. Angan is well protected, just like we have this angan, you protected. So Bharat Varsha is protected very nicely. In Rig Ved, the definition of Bharat Varsha is given. How it is protected? I have written somewhere, I didn't go to house, I have the definition. Then north side Himalaya is there, south side Hind Mahasagar is there. Like that, it is well protected from all sides. And it is courtyard, Bharat Varsha is courtyard. Here, the word has been used, Ajire. Bharata Ajire. Ajire means courtyard. So anyone who has taken birth in Bharat Varsha is fortunate. But taking birth as a human being is more fortunate. Why Bharat Varsha is so fortunate? So great. As I said, all the holy river are here. Ganga, Jamuna, Saraswati, Narmada, Kaveri. All the holy river are here. The Lord appears by Lord Ramchandra, Lord Krishna, Narasingha, Varaha, Vamana. Everyone appears here. Then all the holy places, such as Vrindavan, Mathura, Brajbhumi, Navadvip Mandal, Saket, Ayodhya, Dwarika, Haridwar, Rishikesh, Rameswaram, all this, Chitrakut, Naimisharanya, all the holy places are here in India. This is Bharat Varsha. As I said, Bharat means Bharat. Bha means enlightenment. And Rat means engage. And Varsha means place. Place where one can be engaged in enlightenment, not in sense gratification. Unfortunately, today people are so much engaged in sense gratification. So, they are suffering. They are suffering. But earlier, people had only one goal. And thus they were engaged in enlightenment. By worshipping the Lord, chanting the holy name. Nobody wanted to go America, Africa and here, there. Moreover, they wanted to go Haridwar, Vrindavan. But now nobody wants to go Vrindavan, they want to go America. Summer vacation, out of India. Nobody is here. Before they wanted to go Haridwar, Chatur Char Dham ka yatra karlo. So people had connection. Actually everything in India, if you see, has a connection to the Lord. For example, couch, the land, the river, everything that connects it. Everything reminds us. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he saw Ganga, or when he saw ocean in Jagannath Puri, he thought it to be Jamuna. Reminded. When he saw Chatak Pahadi, he thought of Giriraj Govardhan. This is reminding. And that is sign of a devotee. So everything in Vrindavan, in India is devotee or can make one devotee. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, said, who is Vaishnava? Right? Then they are different. Definition is given of the Vaishnava. Jahar Nam Krishna, Jahar Mukhe Krishnam Saita Vaishnava. One who is chanting Hare Krishna, he is a Vaishnava. Said, no. Some more. So one who can remind other of Krishna is a Vaishnava. By have proper Vaishnava dress. So in India, everything reminds us of Krishna. Tree, couch, river, mountain. That's India. Unfortunate that what is going on today. I was talking to one of our committee members yesterday that just now in Chhattisgarh, there are so many leaders, Congress leaders, they are being killed. Right? And the government has a big problem how to deal with this Maoist or terrorist or this one or that one or what not. But they want to go Delhi, but they have caught the train going, which is going to Calcutta. How will they go to Delhi? They don't want any religion. They want secular country. Don't talk about God. Don't talk about dog. What will dog do? They'll bark. They'll bite. That's what they're doing. The barking going on every day. In Delhi you go some kind of murcha is always there. Barking. And they're also biting. That dog can only do two things. Bark or bite. So if there's no God in center, then people become dog. If there's no God in center, they have dog in center. So by keeping God in center, they are God conscious. By keeping dog in center, they are dog conscious. So they are barking. They are biting. Why are you crying now? Secular. If there is God consciousness, if there is religion, then same people who are killing other, they will not kill. They will be content whatever they have. They will not become envious. So we need to bring Krishna consciousness or God consciousness. It's a need of ours. Then India will remain India. Otherwise, there will always be a blame game. I remember one story. Once there was a very rich man. He had two sons. Before he died, he divided his wealth equally. So one son, he was a hard worker. He worked hard. He built his empire bigger and bigger and bigger. Other fellow was lazy and crazy. So he wasted his money and life. And thus, one day he became pauper. He had nothing hardly to eat. One hand his brother, he has so much. Other hand his pauper. He was so disturbed. He went to Asim Krishna Prabhu one day. Came to temple. Some temple he came. He met the guru, sadhu. And he said, God is unjust. He is very bad. Krishna is very bad. You know, why? Said, look, me and my brother, both are born of same mother, father. Today, he is here, and I am here, and I have anything to eat. How God can do like this? When my father divided, he divided everything equally. So, he kept blaming God. So, the sadhu took him outside his ashram, and he showed there was a mango tree. He showed there was chili plant. He showed there was a rose plant. He showed some other plant. This man couldn't understand why he is showing all this thing. He asked, why are you showing? He said, look, chili is bitter. Mango is sweet. The mogra gives nice fragrance. Rose has fragrance but thorn. But they all are on same ground. They all are on same earth. Now whose fault is this? Is it the earth's fault? That one becomes bitter, other becomes sweet. One has thorn, other has no thorn. Is the earth's fault? No. It's according to seed what you sow. If you sow Adbhut, can you tell next to you, what are you doing? You can call on mobile phone later on. It's here. What was I saying just now? Why you are sitting backside to begin with? Everybody sitting here, they have shirt also, you don't have any shirt. Not good. What was I saying just now? I was talking some philosophy. You all are preacher, you go in field, you meet people who have same question. Why God is so unjust? Why is he not equal? I was talking this philosophy. And I explained it with a, you know, a story. So what did he say? He said, earth is equal to everyone. But whatever you sow, so you get. Your brother worked hard. He sowed the seed of success. So he's successful. And you sowed the seed of failure by eating, sleeping, mating and defending. Thus, you are failure. So why to blame God? It's not God's fault. Karmani vadhikaraste ma phalesu kudachana. He will award you according to your performance. It's not earth mistake. It is seed what we have sown. So today, we are sowing the seed of godlessness. What will we get? If there is no God, what will you get? You will get what you are getting. Today, everyone is corrupt, top to down. Every day in paper, things coming. Some corruption coming out every day. People are losing faith. It's becoming a real Kali Yuga. So only one surviving principle is there, and that is Krishna consciousness. Bring Krishna consciousness in center of life of the people. Actually, we all have a big responsibility. Now, there is a war. And all the devotees of Krishna consciousness movement should go out and fight this war. Not by weapons,
but by giving the knowledge about Krishna, about our relationship with Krishna. Go out, distribute books, preach people, have more Harinam. And this will turn people other way around. Because we all have Krishna consciousness in the heart. As I give example of hand pump. Now it is summer season. Here you don't have hand pump. But go in village, there are hand pump. So the hand pump becomes dry in summer season. The water level goes down. The villagers, they are very expert. They will get a bucket of water. They will put that water in a hand pump. And they will pump it. Water will come again. Right? They don't do anything else. Just put a bucket of water. Because water is there. It has just left the level. They put the water. Same way, Krishna consciousness is there in every living entity, especially to Indian. But the connection is lost. So go out, distribute books, distribute prasadam, give them holy name. That will bring connection back home to Krishna. And thus, they will become very happy, very happy. So Bharat Varsha is very important. And now we are talking, Ai janma labdha nishu bharatajire. One who had taken this birth in courtyard of Bharat Varsha. So fortunate. The human form of life is not ordinary. It is meaningful life. I Prahlad Maharaj said, Adhruvam Arthadam. We don't know when are we going to die, but arthadam is meaningful. So I Karbhajan, this is said, Nirdeha adyam sulabham sudarlabham plavam sukalpam guru karanadharam mayanukule namaste tareti labdhava puman natare sa atmaha. Nirdeha adyam. This human form of life, adyam, sulabham, it is available to us. But once we lose, sudurlabham, very rare to obtain, but we have got it. Sulabham, sudurlabham. Not only that, human form of life is there, but plavam sukalpam. Guru Karana Dharam. This is a plava. Plava means a boat. What kind of boat it is? Sukalpa. Very strong boat. This human form of life is only boat by which you can cross over the nishans, this Bhava Sagar. The Bhava, Bhava Samudra. You can cross over by this human form of life. Sukalpa, this is only boat. Sukalpa means very strong. As if somebody is sailing the boat in the ocean, and boat is very small, or weak boat may drown. But there big ship is there, Jalduta or something, huge. There is no question of, you know, drawing. Of course, anything can happen. Titanic got drawn, anything can happen, but that's the exception. Generally, it requires a big ship to cross over the ocean. Same way to cross over this material world, Bhavasagar, this human form of life is a strongest boat. And then, Mayanukulena, Nirdeha Adyam Sulbham Supra, Guru Karana Dharam. And then we have Vaishrama, Guru. Shiksha Guru, Diksha Guru, Patpardhasak Guru, there are many Gurus. Who are sailing the boat? Means, sailing the boat means one who knows the direction. Which side the boat will go. When it will not get, you know, accident or
when the big wave is coming, how to get out of that? What is the path that in ocean also there is ice, like mountain ice, and sometimes get crashed. So the expert captain, he knows how to go. So the Vaishnavaj, the Guru, Guru Karanadha Aram, he is on a steering. And you are sitting very nicely. And then, Karabhajan Muni said, Maya Anukulen Nabha. The Anukul or favorable wind is blowing. Suppose if your boat is going east side and the wind blows from which side, east side only, it becomes unfavorable. But your boat is going east side and wind is blowing from west side, it becomes favorable. So instruction of the Lord, such as Bhagavad Gita, Uddhava Gita, and many other instructions. Instruction of devotee, here, this one. These are favorable wind. So we got wind for of life, which is very strong. We got Vaishnava, Guru, to drive. We have favorable wind. And even after getting all these things, if you don't cross over this nisans of material world or bhavsagar, labdhava puman na taret sa atmaha. Even after obtaining this thing, and if you don't cross over, then you are a butcher. You are killing yourself. Atmaha. You are killing yourself. The human form of life is meant for worshipping Radha Krishna. Durlabha manava janma labhiya sansare durlabha manava janma labhiya sansare Krishna na bhajinu dukha kahibo kahare Krishna na bo. Where will you go to talk about the miseries of this world? If you obtain this human form of life, please let us become devotees. As Govindas Kaviraj said, Bhaja Hure Mana Srinandanandana Abhaya Charanaravind Durlabha Manav Janama Sasange Taraha E Bhava Sindhure. Only two things. Durlabha. The two things are rare to achieve. One is Durlabha Manav Janama and second is Satsang. And we have got both. Let us not waste. So, I janma labdha nrishabharata jire mukunda seva upaikam. Upaikam. Opportunity is given to serve mukunda. To serve mukunda, the giver of liberation. And aspriha hinaha. Naha means we, the demigod. He means certainly. Aspriha means desire. Even demigod, they are desiring to take birth in India, a human form of life, which has a great opportunity to serve Mukunda and go back home, back to Godhead. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any question?
Thank you very much for the class. You in the beginning you were telling that the residents of heavenly planets, they don't have the six things. But like holy name or association of devotees, that like Narad Muni also may be going there sometimes.
Sometimes he visits, like we go sometime America. That exception should not be the rule. Here it is available all the time.
Holy name also?
Yes. They are into sense gratification. Here we also have some demigod in India. Rockefeller, this one, that one, all over the world. They have no time. That is for enjoyment. They don't want to lose even one moment. They will think I will chant in old age, like India they say. But abhi jab karenge na. No, they know holy name. The only devotee, I mean, you see, Brihad Bhagavata Amrit, Gop Kumara has gone there. He said, hey, India was much better. Why did I come here? They're not happy. It's not there.
Rivers, like Ganga also comes from top.
They don't take advantage. People who are in Banga Ganga, they take bath in tap. They don't go to Banga. Kya karoge? They are into enjoyment. They are the, you know, bhog jhoni. Karma jhoni is only earthly planet. Upper planet is bhog jhoni and down planet is bhog jhoni. They are no independence. They are into enjoyment. Any other question?
Hare Krishna, Bhaji. Bhaji, you mentioned that in Rig Veda it is mentioned that Bharatvarsa is protected from all different sides by something. So, from what it is protected from? Like, generally, when we have doors in our house, we have locking system to protect it from thieves or like that. So,
this is also in material world, Prabhu. So, this is a place of enlightenment. Like our temple is protected by the boundary wall here. So, this is a place of enlightenment. Some people may enter to destroy the peace. There are different creatures who can also enter. So, protected from them. Or, I can say indirectly, protected from Maya. Maya can also enter. So protected very well.
Because Maya is already there.
Yes, but only for those people who want to be in Maya. The word Bharat, Varsha means a place of enlightenment. So one who is getting enlightenment, even they are chanting Hare Krishna, but don't think they will not get affected by Maya. Once Prabhupada in London, he was praying to Radha Gopalananda. And devotees asked him, Prabhupada, what you are playing, praying? He said, I am praying so that I don't get affected by Maya. When Brahma, when he got order to create, he wanted protection. He said, my dear Lord, you have given me such a big responsibility. Please protect me so that I don't become proud. So Brahma, we get a small position, we become proud. We have a big position, but you have for protection. We are praying Narsingdev. For protection, we need protection. In material world, we need protection. Temple also need protection. Why we have so many security guards? Chalo, Bhagwan hai, koi baat nahi, chalo. Krishna is not saying that you become lazy. Yes. Is it clear?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Vishnu Bhakta Sura Prakta. As demigod are considered their devotee. So if he is engaged in sense gratification, how they become devotee?
There are different kind of devotion. The serving on behalf, I mean like our security guard, they are also devotee. No, they are not devotee. Our cook, they are also devotee, although they are being paid and they are using their money for their sense gratification, they are devotee. So this demigod, they are order courier of the Lord. On behalf of the Lord, they are doing, they are part of the management of the Lord. Many times, Indra does mistake. Lord knows, But he still protects because he is minister. So they are minister. They provide, they take care of us. Like somebody gives rain, somebody gives wind. So they take care of us. So Lord takes care of them also. Not directly, but indirectly they are devotees.
हरे कृष्ण प्रभु जी.
हरे कृष्ण.
भारतवर्ष में जन्म लेना बड़ा दुर्लभ है.
क्या बोले? हाँ,
भारतवर्ष में जन्म लेना बहुत दुर्लभ है. इस कौन में जन्म लेना सुदुर्लभ है.
बिल्कुल सही कहा आपने. गुड कमेंट. और कोई प्रश्न?
हरे कृष्ण प्रभु.
इस्कान रियल भारतवर्ष है. मैं डिफिनेशन बताया भारतवर्ष का. भा मीन्स इनलाइटमेंट, रथ मीन्स इंगेज, एंड वर्ष मीन्स प्लेस. द प्लेस वेयर वन इज इंगेज इन इनलाइटमेंट ऑफ सेल्फ रियलाइजेशन. सो इस्कान इज दैट प्लेस टू मेक यू इनलाइटेंड.
हरे कृष्ण प्रभु. एज वी आर लकी because we all birth in India, that is place of Hare Krishna land, and Krishna and Rama all they plays Har Lila in India. So
आप हिंदी पूछ सकते हो, कोई बात नहीं.
प्रभु मैं ये कहना चाहता हूँ कि जो remaining world है वो उस देश के जो अल्लाह और ईसा मसीह को जो मानते हैं as they are foolish.
देखो, मिडिल स्कूल, हाई स्कूल, कॉलेज, सब स्कूल है. तो कोई कॉलेज में पढ़ रहा है वो नहीं कह सकता है मिडिल गार तो मूर्ख है. वो बेचारा पढ़ रहा है, उसके अनुसार पढ़ रहा है. भगवान ने गीता का उपदेश अर्जुन को दिया. अर्जुन कौन थे? यदि छोटा बच्चा है आपको पढ़ाना है तो एबीसीडी पढ़ाना पड़ेगा. आप पीएचडी का कोर्स नहीं पढ़ा सकते हो. तो वे लोग बाइबेरियन थे, मुसलमान क्रिश्चियन. आप 10 कमांडमेंट पढ़ो, दाउ शुड नॉट किल. सब मांस खाने वाले थे. अर्जुन मांस खाने वाले नहीं थे. कुरान में है दाउ शुड नॉट हैव सेक्स विद ओन मदर, अपने मां साथ में संभोग मत करो. अर्जुन ऐसे नहीं थे, बहुत नीच स्तर के हैं. तो उन लोगों को गीता एक बात नहीं सुना सकते हैं. लेकिन उनको धीरे धीरे, तो ये आचार्य लोग हैं, मोहम्मद ईसा मसीह ये आचार्य हैं जो कि अकॉर्डिंग टाइम प्लेस एंड सरकमस्टेंस को सिखाए हैं. लेकिन अगर ये बच्चा मिडिल स्कूल में पढ़ता है बोलता है बस बस यही अच्छा है, ये कॉलेज वाले सब पागल हैं, हम ही अच्छे हैं, है? तो उसका ना समझ है. और ऐसे भी है हिंदू मुस्लिम क्रिश्चियन जैन, ये जितना भी धर्म आप कह रहे हैं ये धर्म नहीं है, सब अधर्म है. धर्म तो एक ही है और धर्म वह है भगवान से प्रेम करना. ये देह का धर्म है. देह टेम्पररी है, कितना दिन देह रहने वाला है. लेकिन धर्म सनातन धर्म है जो हमेशा रहने वाला है. एनी अदर क्वेश्चन? और कोई प्रश्न? ऑल राइट, सो विल स्टॉप हियर. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय. शील प्रभुपाद की जय.